Stephanie, you got 10 minutes down here and we got open public comment, so do your magic.
Okay, yes, sir. Let's get the right presentation up there.
Oh, the only thing I wanted to add to that, Molly, maybe you should start raising pigs.
I do raise pigs.
Oh, there you go. That was
not working?
A little brevity. Go ahead, Stephanie, please.
Yeah, I'm having trouble getting my screen to stop sharing the other one. Sorry. Hopefully you'll get this soon.
Yeah, it's showing up, Steph.
Okay. Sorry about that. Okay, this one is brief. So this is the fall black bear. Again, I'm the carnivore section manager. What we're proposing here is not really any changes to the rule itself. It's WAC 220-415-090, but instead it's more about the structure of how we present the rule and then just kind of trying to simplify things for the readers. So the current status of bear hunting, the current regulations is that the season begins August 1st through November 15th. We identify the hunting by GMUs or by bear management units and list the GMUs individually under each unit. We do have a 2-bear bag limit per license year. We require a bear identification test in GMUs where there's the potential for a grizzly bear overlap. And we also require a special deer permit for GMU 485. The license that's required is the big game with a bear and one transport tag per bear. So if you harvest your first bear, you still have to go get a second transport tag for the second bear. And the method of harvest are the modern firearm, archery, or muzzle loading equipment. What we'd like to do is replace the table that used to list all the bear management units and the GMUs with the dates. Replace that with a single sentence, a single statement that just says fall black bear season dates are August 1st to November 15th. The season dates itself will remain the same for all units. We're just putting a sentence in place of that long table. The other thing is that we will pull out in each of the bear management units, it would identify a GMU that was closed. So we pulled that out, made it its own line item, and it should read GMUs 157, 490, and 522 are closed to fall bear hunting. And then it continues on with the information regarding the GMU 485 special permit and the grizzly bear test. You'll see this is listed, the 490, 450 is listed in red, and that's because it's a recommended adjustment. We had a typo on our original OTS framework for the rule and posted it incorrectly. It should read GMUs 157, 490, and 520, not 450. So those are closed to bear hunting. The online survey was 1,631 respondents, 76% supported, 6% were opposed, 18% were neutral. We received questions when we sent out the survey. It originally had that error with the 450 GMU listed. So we received questions and needed clarification through email and staff. So we clarified that. We did have a constituent that offered the general statement that closing the areas around monuments, they would prefer to not see that happen. They felt that monuments were in place for the people to use. And then we did have a question from one respondent that asked if this rule would be open in the future. And by all means, the rules are always open to being open in the future. The intent, of course, is to try to set this for a 3-year season setting package, but we didn't put dates on there and years on there to force us to open it next year or open it 5 years or open it, you know, it's open when we need to open it if there's cause for that. So the comments received, many people stated it was an overdue adjustment. It makes sense. We did have several people ask to expand the season to align more with the deer and elk hunting seasons. We did have people ask to expand the methods for take and to allow for hounds and bait. Folks who expressed concern, they asked that we reduce bear hunting statewide. They also mentioned that the bear hunting season starts too early. There was concern about the recreational opportunities by non-consumptive users and consumptive users, and that the bear season began too early and it caused for overlap on those timeframes, citing that August is a really wonderful time to go hiking and that people were concerned that there were bear hunters out there. We also had some folks mention that they would like to see us encourage more wildlife viewing as a recruitment and retention and reactivation versus just hunters. So in summary, all we're proposing to do is no longer list the bear management units individually and the GMUs individually, and just and then pull out the area restrictions so it's a line item specifically written for those GMUs. Otherwise, no change across the rule. That was it. Questions?
Any questions? Okay, seeing none, we will go to public comment, and we will allow 2 minutes. After further consideration regarding the previous agenda item 8 that we wanted to have additional discussion on, I think the comment that Nikki made about having in the debrief section tomorrow is appropriate. If there's no disagreement from any of my colleagues, we'll move through tomorrow's agenda at a reasonable pace and hopefully be able to take it up at that point. Okay, Nikki, public comment.
All right. We will now take public comment from registered attendees. As a reminder, everyone gets 2 minutes. Everyone's currently muted. When it's your turn to speak, you will be recognized by your partial phone number or your Zoom username, and you will be unmuted by me. So we're going to do Martha Hall first. Let's see. All right, Martha, go ahead.
Yes, this sounded like a simple proposal, and this is because this proposal ignored many of the things that the public has been suggesting and talking about for a long time. Again, this is the same as the previous problems I've brought up. During this simplification of bear season, staff has continually increased the length of the season, and in 2019, increased the harvest limit yet again. This was done without using the latest scientific data on bear densities and causes of mortality that's now available. Studies show that densities are less than expected in some areas and mortality is high in other areas. Bears are not evenly distributed. There are many issues with bears that need to be addressed and are being ignored. And when is this going to happen? These issues are well described in the department status and trend reports for black bears. Things like the need for carcass and skull checks for all black bears killed by hunters, since reproductive status, sex, and age is how bears should be managed if they're managed by science, and that's not occurring now. Like increasing fines and penalties for not submitting teeth. One tooth is required. Less than 25% of bear hunters submit teeth. Why is this tolerated? Well, it's easy to know why they don't submit teeth. It's $10 fine no matter how many violations you have, and you can pay when you get your next hunting license. What about bear densities and mortalities when considering that the department sells unlimited number of bear hunting permits that can be used anywhere? Wouldn't it be better to consider hunting bears in smaller management units or having quotas for specific units, since bears are not evenly distributed? And as we saw in 2019, the take of bears was radically different and shocking. And I think this really needs to be looked at. We don't have 2020 data yet. This also includes issues like shooting bear cubs and females with cubs. This is not allowed in many states. It's an ethical and biological issue. And yet our state hasn't addressed this. Starting the bear season in August 1 is unacceptable to most of us who like to hike in August. Again, this isn't good for bears either. Bears are hunted in many areas for every month but one that they're out of hibernation. This Martha, is wrong biologically.
Martha, please wrap up your comments.
Yes, that's it. I wish that the real issues would be discussed here. And then this is not a simple issue.
Thank you for your comments, as always. Next, Nikki.
Next, we're going to do Haley Stewart, followed by Mike Herz. Go ahead, Haley.
Good afternoon, Chairman Carpenter and members of the commission. My name's Haley Stewart. I'm a wildlife protection program manager for the Humane Society of the United States. The HSUS is opposed to the proposed fall black bear hunting season. We remain deeply concerned with the high level of hunting allowed on Washington's large carnivores, including black bears and cougars. I echo Martha's comments regarding the hunting season. It should not start so early. I also echo her concerns about the killing of the female bears and their cubs. In Washington, it is still legal to kill a sow with dependent cubs, as well as the dependent cubs themselves. Other states throughout the U.S., including other Western states like Oregon, Nevada, California, and Colorado, commonly limit the killing of these vulnerable individuals through regulations or statutes. These are typically prohibited. They prohibit the killing of cubs who are less than 1 year old and sows with cubs. And so we strongly urge the commission to prohibit the hunting of bear cubs and sows with cubs. Similarly, we reiterate our opposition to the hunting of black bears during the spring. Spring hunts put mother bears at risk. They orphan cubs and occur when bears are physically distressed after months of hibernation while caring for their cubs. And furthermore, most Americans, including most Westerners, oppose springtime bear hunting. And lastly, we continue to oppose the increased cougar harvest guidelines and call on the commission to reduce the guidelines to 2019 levels, if not lower. Additionally, like black bears, Washington's cougar seasons harm dependent kittens as it begins during the peak denning season for the species. Research shows that delaying the hunting season until November 1st would avoid this critical period for 85% of female cougars and their kittens, and delaying it until December 1st would avoid it for 91% of these animals. Delaying the season would avoid peak denning season and would reduce kitten orphaning and the subsequent death of these vulnerable animals. So therefore, we request the agency delay the start of Washington's cougar hunting season to at least November 1st. Thank you for your consideration.
And thank you for your comments today. Next, Nikki.
Next is Mike Herz, followed by Marie Neumiller. Go ahead, Michael. Make sure to unmute yourself. We can come back to Michael. Okay, Michael, we'll come back to you. Next, we'll do Marie Neumiller. Go ahead, Marie.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, commissioners, for this opportunity to speak. I am Marie Neumiller, and I represent the Inland Northwest Wildlife Council. We wanted to thank the department for the clarifications that they're making on the rules for bear season and the simplification of those rules. I have received some questions from members who are in concerns to the mandatory reporting changes that were made with this spring season and presenting that pelt. And that if we continue that reporting with the fall season, some of those questions will apply. More concerns on, is it the whole raw pelt or just the evidence of sex portion that they need to bring in? That question comes mainly from backcountry hunters on the warmer months and what the effects of that will be. But we can work with the department on that further at another time. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Marie, for your comments. Next, Nikki.
Okay, Mike, want to give it a go again? Looks like your sound issue is resolved.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
I would just like to say the best thing the commission ever did was start the bear season for fall, August 1st, and more aligns with the hunting season. And the other side, who's opposed to bear hunting, if bear populations were not so high, they would not allow us to hunt and harvest 2 bears a year. That being said, I think that the spring season should be lengthened as far as the number of permits. and then you could, you know, harvest more bears in the springtime. And this notion of orphaning cubs, every bear hunter I know, they wait. You have plenty of time to sit there and wait and watch these bears. If they've got a cub, I'm not shooting them. One, it's unethical. And two, I don't want to damage the resource that I enjoy. So it just makes good sense to only shoot boars. I know it takes a little bit extra time and patience, but most of all the guys I know, they wait and they identify. No one wants to orphan a cub. So thank you very much.
Thank you as well for your comments today. Next, Nikki.
Okay, next you've got Stephanie Taylor, followed by Ronald Reed. Go ahead, Stephanie.
Hi, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Great. Hello again, commissioners. My name's Steph Taylor, and I'm speaking on behalf of the Northwest Animal Rights Network. Thank you for the opportunity to comment again on the black bear sport hunting proposal. As we've mentioned before, we oppose all sport hunting, including the hunting of black bears. And as such, we'd like to remind the commission again that the department is not tasked with providing wildlife for sport hunting recreational opportunities. This department is tasked with managing wildlife for healthy wildlife populations for the benefit of all Washingtonians, and is tasked to do so transparently based on peer-reviewed scientific data and that is provided to the public in advance of decision-making so that the public can both understand and comment on the presented data. Hunting permits are typically used to address specific management needs. Thus far, we have yet to see any quantitative management data from the department to justify these sport hunts. Thus far, we have only seen justifications from the department for spring hunting of bears for so-called sport. Though hunting bears with dogs was outlawed in 1996 by Washington voters, the department continued to illegally issue bear timber permits using dogs and bait every spring in Washington until last fall, when the courts finally ruled against it. Yes, you heard that right. For years, this department illegally allowed hounds to chase bears over long distances, exhausting them to near death, and then as they lay dying, dogs are rewarded by chewing on the bear while hunters zero in for the final kill. Right now, this department and timber farmers' record is exploiting the loopholes in laws to continue this cruel and shoddy hunting practice. You can see why the public is demanding transparency of the peer-reviewed data behind your decision record before the spring sport bear hunt can continue. The final thing that we request clarity on is if these bears are being managed due to their population numbers, then why are they not considered game mammals? And will there be a management plan created with this review process? Thank you.
Thank you for your comments today, Steph. Next, Nikki.
Let's see. My last two have got Bob Dennis and Ronald Reed, but I don't see either of them online. If you are, please raise your hand or press star 9 if you're on the phone, just so I can see that you are present. I'm getting a negative here, Larry. So that's
okay. Well, I guess if they do show back up, if they could perhaps send in some written comments, we have a lot yet to do today. So I think we'll move on. Any further comments from the commission? Okay. Seeing none,